It is time to hear a word from our God, our protector, our rock, and our shield. So after the singing of our sermonic selection, we will hear what thus says the Lord for abundant life this Sunday morning. Amen. And before we do this, let us all bow in prayer and recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. Yes.
Amen.
The Lord our God
is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God is mighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Take it up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God.
If you believe the Lord is omnipotent, let me see you wave your hands.
The Lord our God is mighty.
Yes.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Hallelujah.
The Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory, honor and power
salvation and glory. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent,
and
the Lord our God, He is wonderful.
Oh,
hallelujah,
to the
salvation.
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today.
Because you care.
Because you care for me.
In such a special way.
In such a special way. That's why I praise you.
Come on, I lift you up.
I lift you up. And I magnify your name.
That's why my heart.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Woo. My heart.
My heart.
My mind.
My mind.
My soul belongs to you.
My soul belongs to you.
You paid the price for me.
You paid the price for me.
Yes, you did. Way back on Calvary.
Way back on Calvary.
That's why I praise you.
That's why I praise you.
And then I lift you up, God.
I lift you up.
And I'm going to magnify your name.
And I magnify your name.
Hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Let's say it again. My heart, Jesus.
My heart.
My mind.
My mind.
And my soul belongs to
my
you.
My soul belongs to you.
Hallelujah. You paid the price for me, Jesus.
You paid the price for me.
Yes, you did, God. Way back on Calvary.
Way back on Calvary.
That's why I'm going to praise you.
I
And then I lift you up, Jesus.
I lift you up.
And then I'm going to magnify your name.
Magnify your name.
Hallelujah. That's what we come to do.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. Let's say it again. My heart.
My heart.
Woo! My mind.
My mind.
And my soul belongs
my
to you.
My soul belongs to you.
Thank you, God. You paid the price for
you
me.
You paid the price for me.
Hallelujah. Way back on Calvary.
Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you.
I lift you up, Jesus.
I lift you up.
And I'm going to magnify you.
Magnify your
name.
Hallelujah.
Your That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why my heart
Hallelujah.
Is filled with praise.
That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why
Hallelujah.
My heart is filled with
Hallelujah.
Praise.
That's why we came to do praise the Lord. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's Woo. Why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I came to praise the Lord today. Hallelujah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why my heart.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. 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 That's why my heart is filled with praise. It's all been what God has done just for me. I don't know about you, but all because of what he's done for me. That's why I lift him up. That's why I glorify him. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Come on. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I don't know about you.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
I don't know about you, but that's why my heart.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Jesus, hallelujah, glory.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
That's why.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. You want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My heart is filled with praise.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody loves God, just put your hands together Hallelujah. And give God some praise. Hallelujah. Just give God some praise up in this place. Hallelujah. Just give God some praise up in this place. Just give God some praise up in this place. Does anybody love the Lord? He will hear your cry. He will answer by and by. Just give God some praise up in this place. Just thank him for being loving, kind, and all in all, all in all. That's why my heart is filled with praise. people of God, let's come on one accord now and go to God, to the throne of our Heavenly Father. And whatever is in your heart, as I pray, you speak your situation to God at this time. With all eyes closed, if you're part of this worship experience, and just open your spiritual ears that you may hear from the Lord. Our Father and our God, our protector, our provider, our shield and our rock, our all in all. To the only wise God, we bow this Sunday morning, God, to say thank you. God, thank you once again for another day of life. Thank you, God, for bringing us here one more time on a Sunday morning to worship you, to praise you, and to give you all the glory. God, we just thank you for the experience of your presence, your anointing, your direction, God. God, our hearts are filled with praise because of who you are. Now, God, we thank you, God, that you are a forgiving and a loving God. So, God, we bow now to say, help us, God, to be more forgiving and more loving towards one another. God, thank you, Lord, that we are able to forgive ourselves when we fall short of your glory, God. So, God, just thank you, Lord, for the power and the spirit of forgiveness. God, now we pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. God, you know their needs. So in the name of Jesus, meet their needs according to your riches and glory. God, heal, convict, convert, restore, reconcile, comfort your people in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, take control of this whole atmosphere, this entire building, this entire block, Holy Spirit, and have your way. Let your angels be encamped all around this building in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper. Now, God, raise up the Holy Spirit in me now. If there be anything in me, God, that's not like you, take it away, snatch it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, if you give it to me, I will speak it boldly to your people. Say, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let the church say amen. I ask that you open your Bible to the gospel according to Matthew. Open your Bible to the gospel of Matthew. And when you have the gospel of Matthew, I ask that you go to chapter 25 and stand all over the sanctuary. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, and I will be reading one verse from the NIV Bible. The Gospel according to the writer Matthew, chapter 25. And I will be reading from the NIV, verse 25. And it reads this way. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. The servant said, I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. You may be seated. I just trust God with each and every message that he gives for abundant life. So this morning, God wants us to talk about the fear factor. Amen. The fear factor. I do believe this message was given to me late last night, specifically for Abundant Life Christian Ministries. I just believe that God knows what we are in need of. And he speaks through his word. So God is saying this morning to someone that is struggling with fear of the unknown, I do not know who this message is for. But you may be waiting for a reply from God. Or you may be waiting for a reply from a doctor. You may be waiting for a reply from an employer. You may be waiting for a decision from a spouse or a significant other. Will they stay? Or will they walk away? You may be waiting and in fear of a decision that will be made by a mortgage company. See, I don't know your story, but God knows. And he's saying this morning, so do not fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. See, I will strengthen you. I will help you. But you must get rid of the fear factor. See, this fear factor will take you away from the will of God and the purpose that God has for your life. So Abundant Life Christian Ministries, all of you under the sound of my voice, God is saying to us, replace your fear with faith in me. See, God is saying, yeah, you're all dressed up. You're all looking good. But I sit high and I look low. So I know you're struggling with the fear factor. You're guessing and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. And some of us may be wondering what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. But God said, get rid of the fear factor and put your faith in me. I am God. There's none like me. Put your trust and faith in me. Get rid of that fear factor. God is saying this morning to us, Abundant Life, faith and fear cannot dwell in the same place. Abundant Life, you do not have to fear anything. Because I sent Jesus, who died on the cross, who went down into the grave, who got up with all power in his hand. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you, people of God. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. But you can't have that with the fear factor. on, people of God. Pray with me and let's see what God does up in this place. See, I've read that once, more than once, the greatest obstacle in the lives of Christians is this fear factor. Someone said it's public enemy number one. Because our imagination runs away with us. We imagine all kinds of stuff before it all even happens. What's happened if this? What if this happened? But God said, not my children. You are the children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You don't have to live with this fear factor. Come on with y'all. Pray with me now. So this morning, we're going to talk a little more about what God says directly in his word about this fear. As believers, yes, we walk around and we quote this. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. But if you believe that word, you got to work that thing. It's not enough to recite it, but you got to get it down in your spirit. God has not given me the fear factor, but God has given me power. He's given me love to walk this thing out. Whatever is going on, God is in control. But we have to rid ourselves of the fear factor. Yes, we confess that there's power in this word and there's power in the blood, wonder working power in the Lamb. Yes, we say, God, we know you're able to handle any and everything. But God is saying this morning, people of God, walk this thing out. Live it as if you believe it. It's not enough to talk about it and read about it. You got to do this thing. When people look at us, they must see the power of God in us. We must be the light for the world that is dying and struggling, cussing and a fussing. We must be that light. And we must get rid of our fear factor so we can walk boldly in their face and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on with me this Sunday morning. No fear here. Come on, you got to get that in your spirit. No fear here. Hallelujah, God. No fear is within me. No matter what comes my way, God, I'm going to put my faith in you. Hallelujah. No matter what, no fear will live in this temple because this is a temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives, his spirit lives in me. But you got to walk that thing out. And when people see you, they must recognize who you are in God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bring me back, Lord God, to where I thought you wanted me to go. Hallelujah. So if we really look back over our lives, let's be real. Some of us have some fear going on this morning. But we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus that he will rid us of the fear factor. He will cancel any fear within us. See, there was a show called Fear Factor on TV. It has been canceled. So we're asking Jesus in the name of Jesus to pray. Cancel our fear factor just like you canceled that program. Anybody with me this morning? Hallelujah, God. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah, God. I feel you working it out right now. Hallelujah. Work it out, God. Because we stand boldly before your throne. So there's no fear here. There is no fear here. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. When the praises go up, the blessings just come dripping on down on God's people. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talked about last week in the meantime. So if you're going through fear. In the meantime, what will you do? We're going to praise our God. We're going to give him glory. We're going to declare victory in the name of Jesus, no matter what's going on. In the name of Jesus. No fear here. Hallelujah. 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 Let's think I get back to the scripture. Hallelujah, God. I don't know. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I love the Lord. Because he hears our cry. And he will answer. He will answer. He will answer. He will answer. So we're seeking God right now. In the name of Jesus. No fear here. No fear here. Amen. See, I don't know what you think may happen down the road. Only God knows. I heard somebody say this. I don't know what my future holds. But see, I know who holds my future. Anybody agree with me this morning? See, I know whose hands my future is in. So, no fear here. God help us to get rid of that fear factor. Amen. See, this is Communion Sunday, and we're going to believe this word, and we're going to walk this word out based on what Jesus said. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. I am so excited about God because I can feel his spirit moving. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. So our morning parable. Jesus was teaching about a man. And see, so Jesus used parables to teach the people. Just ordinary stories with spiritual meaning. Like application. We do life application here to make it real for people. So Jesus was a life application teacher. Anybody agree? He used examples and parables to teach his people. So he talked about this man who was going on a journey, y'all. Let's see, can we bring it back to the scripture? Only for a moment. Hallelujah. And this man must have been well off and financial because he called his servants and he gave them his possessions. I'm going to entrust them to you. Invest my whatever he had, talents. And he was going to be gone for a long time, you all. So he divided up the talents among his servants. Each got exactly what they were able to handle. He didn't give anybody more than he could actually handle. So some commentators indicate that no one received more or less that they were able to handle. See, in this parable, the master represented God. He knew his servants, the ones he had entrusted with these talents. He even knew who would be afraid. See, God knows us. Oh, yes, he does. See, the difference of the sum of money points out how God recognized each and every one of us as individuals, and what he's called you to do with your gifts and your talents. What he gives to each person is exactly what you can handle. So in this parable, Jesus is saying that the master, hand out Minister Vern, Minister Shirley, Minister Angie, these are your gifts. Use them to my glory. However, in this parable, one of the servants, the two went and they invested, but one servant was afraid of his master. So he took his gift, he took his talent, and he put it in the ground. Fear is not a good thing. Fear can cancel out all the things that God has for you. So this morning, God is saying, get rid of the fear factor. See, this message is for believers. This message is for believers who may be intimidated and dominated by something we called a couple of years ago the fear of a scarecrow. So Dr. Mamie asked the question one Sunday, do you have any questions? So I asked her, do you have any questions about what a scarecrow is? So Holy Spirit, just calm the atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. See, we have talked about this before. And people from the South may know about a scarecrow. And others may know about the scarecrow because of the Wizard of Oz. See, a scarecrow is usually a wooden man-like figure with beaten up old clothes filled with straw and hay. It appears to be a person, but it is fake. Usually it's set up in the middle of a field to scare birds away from the crops and for things that people deem valuable. See, they, scarecrows are set up in the center of what is good. Amen. With the purpose of provoking fear. So when you see the scarecrow, know that something valuable is going on. All right, so when the scarecrow is in the field, the birds do not recognize that he's fake. He is scary, so they move away. But really, see, he really has no power. See, come on, are you all with me? See, like fear oftentimes is false evidence appearing real. Something without no power to keep you from being all that God would have you to be. So I asked you this morning, do you have any scarecrows in your life? Something that you're fearing that has no power, but yet you're afraid. Hallelujah. I declare, do not be afraid of scarecrows. See, they are placed there in the center of what's good. That means you must have some good going on for God. So the enemy wants to scare you away from your destiny. So what is your scarecrow? The fear, the scarecrow can cause you not to live out your potential. The good news is that God has planted a gift in all of us. But will you let fear take over that? Will you let fear cancel out what all God has for you? I turn around and ask the ministers, will the fear factor keep you from preaching with power and authority? Will the fear factor keep you from teaching from the bottom of your heart? Will the fear factor keep you from declaring that I am not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ? Because it is the power of God unto salvation. What has the fear factor, the scarecrow, kept you from doing? Come on, people of God. So we'll never know about this servant. Because see, his talent was taken away from him. He was called lazy. But you have an opportunity while you're still above ground to get rid of that fear factor and be all that God has called you to be. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So as people of God and people called out, we must recognize the spirit of fear. You must recognize the fear factor and the scarecrows in your life. So take a moment. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What do you think is going to happen that you have no control of it? God wants us to get this thing right because we are called to go out and make a difference. So what is your scarecrow? What's holding you back from being all that God would have you to be? But I would say this. I heard somebody say, do it afraid. So if God has called you to do something, until you can get rid of your fear factor, do it afraid. Do it anyway, because God said so. Anybody understand? Do it if you're scared to speak in public. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. If you're worrying about what the doctors are saying about you, go on with God. Do whatever. Do it afraid. Because God is the only one that can shift and change things, that His will be done here in earth. Amen. Remember, for there's a scarecrow. There's something desirable around. There's something valuable around. I heard this morning, Satan don't want to be bothered with anybody that don't have anything going on. So if you got fear going on, circling your life and things happening, that is because you're valuable. God has a plan for you that Satan would like to cancel out and kill. So do it afraid. Do it afraid. I'm going to just try to wrap this up, because this has nothing to do basically with what I've written. I keep searching for something to say that's on this paper. But the message basically is this for us this morning. Cancel out the fear factor with your faith. Cancel out the fear factor by studying this word and doing what it's saying. Try living a life full of faith by trusting and believing God and acting on this word. Do not let the fears and the cares of this world, the scarecrows, cause you not to be in God's will for your life. Do not, and you've heard me say this, do not contaminate your faith with fear. See, God has already destroyed the power of death and the bondage of fear when He sent Jesus. So we celebrate Jesus on this Communion Sunday, that He died for you, 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 and all of us. When He got up with all power. And because He lives, we have no reason to fear. So in the name of Jesus the Christ, this day we declare and decree that the fear factor will leave the people of God at Abundant Life Christian Ministries. We will be in the will of God, and we will do all God has called us to do. So I'm so glad this Sunday morning that I can declare that faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ cancels out the fear factor. Amen. Amen. And amen. It cancels out. So hold on to your faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to this word of God. And let go of the fear factor. We must walk in the power and the authority of our Lord and Savior. As we celebrate communion this day, we must recognize that the blood still works. That blood that came streaming down still works. It still heals. It cancels out fear and replaces it with faith if you believe it. The blood still works. So that's what we're going to declare in here. No fear here, because the blood still works. Can y'all say that with me? No fear here, because the blood still works. See, sometimes things don't look right with our natural eye. But see, God is in the background working that thing out for us. So we don't have no fear here, because the blood still works. See, the natural eye will trick and deceive us. The natural eye will trick and deceive you. But we have to stand firm. The blood still works. Yes. Things are not working the way we thought they would, but the blood still works. Amen. The body is hurting a little bit, but the blood still works. Amen. The doctor gave a bad diagnosis, but the blood still works. I heard in my heart, work, but the blood still works. See, there's no fear here. No fear here. In the name of Jesus, I should just stand all over the sanctuary. There is no fear factor going on in abundant life. And that's what God wants for us as we go out to minister to others.
Amen.
God wants us to be able to say, the blood still works. No matter what's going on in your lives, the blood still works. No matter what people are saying, the blood still works. It doesn't matter what will happen in the next 5 minutes. The blood still works. So that's what God wants us to be here in Abundant Life. He wants us to walk with courage. He wants us to walk in power. He wants us to walk in anointing because the blood still works. Get rid of the fear factor. So if there be anyone under the sound of my voice this morning that has not confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, we invite you to come this morning. Even if you have a question about your salvation,